Every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
That's good. Okay, so I know it's the first of the month, July 1st, and we've got a holiday weekend coming up. You know, a lot of people are, I think, observing on Monday, so they're off on Monday. But the 4th is actually on Sunday. Tell me a little something for the folk that's going to be popping off fireworks until the 7th. Let's talk to them.
We'll talk to them real quick, but if I could give a shout-out, and I normally don't do a shout-out. Today is July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
It is my twin girls, Camille and Clarissa's 16th birthday.
Whoa.
So, yes. So the
16 is monumental. Happy birthday, ladies. Listen, I remember 16. That was fun.
Yeah, so we'll give them a shout-out. But we're headed into the holiday weekend, and one of the things I really want to remind people that there's still a curfew for young people. And that fireworks are not legal to shoot off in your neighborhood. And I know that growing up, that was just something we did in the neighborhood, and people do it. And I would just say, be safe, you know, and just make sure that you're taking precautions. Not encouraging you to do it because it's not allowed in the city of Youngstown to discharge them. There's legislation out there that may. By next 4th of July, you'll see where we can do it. But right now, it is not the case. But also, when you're out having your family gatherings, backyard barbecues, continue to remember that not everybody in your family is vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
We are still under COVID, and there's a variant out there. So this weekend, just not let our guards down. You know, enjoy your family. Enjoy one another. Just know that this curfew, you shouldn't be discharging firearms, but also don't forget about, you know, the COVID-19 virus is still real in this community.
Right. And here's the thing. I plan on being outside with everybody else on Friday down at the amphitheater, but it's an open-air event, and I still do plan on, you know, practicing as much social distancing as I can. And a lot of people are saying, you know what, the mask mandate is over. We outside. We are. However, so is COVID. It's out there. And we have to remember that it's not just one strain. You know how when you get, you know, one strain of something, it often mutates and becomes something worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what has happened here. I know I saw a news story about a party, and I think only 6 people there did not end up catching COVID from the party, and those were the people that were vaccinated who did not get it. So we've got to be, I mean, you know, vaccinated people can't carry it, but we've got to be more cautious when gathering, you know, and being in big public spaces, and also around family you ain't seen that ain't in your house.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we look at in my house, we're all vaccinated, but my 11-year-old son, he's not of age to get a vaccination, so we could go out and get it. We'll be fine, but we could give it to him. So those are things you got to worry about. Those who can't get a vaccination because there's no vaccination for them at that time. So we're really cautious about it. We make sure we continue to follow all the guidelines, and we want to make sure that we don't spread it to others who have not been able to get vaccinated. But Lovetta, you say you're going to be outdoor at the R&B concert, and so will I. Someone asked me to ask you, because I understand you mentioned that you saw the concert already, and it was pretty good.
I saw Blackstreet already. I did not see everybody. I just saw Blackstreet. They happened to be in Pittsburgh when I was there on Saturday.
Now, the big question is, was David Hollister there?
No, David Hollister has not been a member of Blackstreet since, like, their second album, and they've already had, like, 4. So we did get into that a little bit in the interview with them, but I don't think that part aired. But, yeah, David Hollister hasn't been in the group since the second album.
Wow. Well, that's the answer.
Learn something new all the time, but I'm telling y'all, you don't miss it by the way it sounds. They sound amazing, especially if they got a good sound system behind them. They sound amazing, so I'm really excited to see that, and also to probably see Demir. I have not seen you in forever, except for like in passing when I was able to like fist bump you or like hit you with the elbow or something like that. So I'm really excited to see people again, and you know, seeing people's faces is real interesting because my face is still mostly covered, but it's real interesting to see people again. I just want to be able to see these same people next year by keeping ourselves safe and healthy. Please, people, if you are still going to be out here outside, like we're calling it, please at least have some hand sanitizer and backup from folks. That's all we can ask of you. Be safe this holiday.
Absolutely. We are still in this, the COVID-19. If you see any news that there's still outbreaks, and we gotta still remain cautious. So we're going to do our part to make sure that we keep you safe, and we want you to do your part too as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown, and be sure to join us in our next episode.